So the Mechaber here continues after discussing Manishtana and saying Rabbi Gamliel in a lesson which everybody understands. And really the Haggadah should be done in a way that everybody understands, Bechlau what's being said, but especially Rabbi Gamliel. So when you get to the Hishamda, Yechaseh Samatzas, right? As we noted before, that the matzah should be exposed, should be uncovered during the course of the Haggadah. I think some make that mistake. It's critical to know that they have to be uncovered because lechem oni means lechem sha'onin v'lo dvarim habe. That the diburim, they are going on the matzah. Pashup shadana, once we're discussing it, is that we're explaining the matzah. The matzah is the symbol of freedom, symbol of achiris, and as we recite the Haggadah, so the two work in tandem. In Pnimius, Rav Wolfson has a very important Torah. He says that on the one hand, in the Gemara it's called Lechem Sha'in Meladvayim Havi, that we have to say a lot of words of Emunah on this matzah. And the Zohar refers to the matzah as Michladim Hemnusa, which is the bed of Emunah. So is that just another explanation of Lechem Sha'in Meladvayim Havi, that it's the bed on which we recite lots of Divrei Emunah, or is it something more deep about Michladim Hemnusa, that it's the bed of Emunah? So it's the Zohar, it's Pnimius, so it probably means more than just saying Divrei Emunah on the matzah. There's something about ingesting this matzah which brings a person to Emunah. I mean, that essentially the matzah is not just a symbol of Cheres, that this matzah, when you eat it, it gives you Emunah for the whole year. But why is that? So it says Rav Wolfson, these two things, the Gemara and the Zohar, work together. That since you're reciting words of Emunah on the matzah absorbs the words. And now that when you eat the matzah, it's like, it's such an expression, like eating your own words, right? You're digesting your words of Emunah. So whatever you put into it, that's what you're going to get out of it. To the quality of the words which you say, and to the amount of the words which you say, it all is like a sponge, it soaks it up, and then you eat that. That's why it's called Mechadim Hemnesa. So therefore, when you have that in mind, so you really want to keep the matzahs uncovered, because what you're saying is going to go in. If they're covered, then they're going to be blocked.
So covered and open is the same thing, right? Because
yeah.
Your car is open, you have the doors.
Exactly.
Is that to say that if you do use extra matzahs to be mashlim the kazesim, you should have them on the table open? Also?
Maybe. Could be, yeah.
There's no Indian halacha that would not allow for that.
Right.
To have extra matzahs right. Open on the table.
Right, exactly.
What about matzah the rest of Pesach?
Is it the same effect as Michal Ben Musa? Yeah. That's a good question.
You should have them on the table during the Seder.
That's a good question.
Oh, yes.
I would say, you know, like once you impact and infuse those matzahs, it probably has an effect on everything else. But it's clear that that matzah is the matzah which gives you the emunah. Like if you missed out on that matzah, even al pi halacha, that's the daraisa, that matzah that night. The matzah the rest of Yantiv is only rishus. It's a shayla whether or not it's a mitzvah kol shiva or not a mitzvah kol shiva, mitzvah kiyumin. So that's a whole discussion in the Rishonim Achron. But clearly that matzah, it's a shayla whether it's the motzi or the matzah or the afikomen is what's called the mechladim hamuzah. I mean, if it's all three of that, that's more of like a dakistic opinion to the shayla. But again, the main thing is to make sure that every person has a kazayas, at least a kazayas of matzah in this night. Every child, if they can eat something, make sure they have a little bit of matzah before they go to sleep. Even if you're not up to it, you know, this kid, he can chew, he can eat, but he's going to go to sleep. Not even a kazayas for a young child doesn't have to have a kazayas. Children who are bar hachi, that they're in chinuch, they should have a kazayas. But if not, at least they get something in their mouth.
So
the Gemara makes a drasha.
Same thing with sukkahs,
huh?
Same sukkahs. The first night.
Well, we learn from Pesach. But the Gemara makes a drasha that it says shavasamim tochal matzos, but it says that the shvi is a rishos. Another place says sheishasamim tochal matzos. So the sheishasamim is shavasamim. So the Gemara says so. Really, it's sheishasamim because the seventh is only a rishos. So once the seventh is a rishos, it's going to teach about the other six that it's also a rishos. It's the whole drasha the Gemara makes in Arvei Pesach. The noitlinus akois is bidehem. So then you take the kos, and you say the hishamda ad miyadam. You say to the end of the hishamda. The chois megalas amatzas. And once again, don't forget to be megal the matzas. Ukshemagil the matzazu noitlus amechta shal matzas shevakar maral divni beisa. You hold up the chelik of matzah and you say matzazu shano achem al shema. And with the maratu magbias amar and you say matzazu shano al shema. But when you get to Pesach, she always say, "Oichlim, Allah yigbiya sezoya shizeich lePesach." We don't pick up the zoya. Shalei hanira k'kedisha l'kach. It doesn't look like that it's actual hekdesh. That it's kachem b'chutz. Right? It sounds like it's just a nice halacha, but it's dina de gemara. And the gemara doesn't talk that much about the seder. Right? Many things are put together, which is why every step which we take, we look down below, and it's like a machlokes. Everything's a machlokes. Very few things. This is not a machlokes. And you're not going to find a minhag downstairs which says that the yesh nogim to hold up the zoya, even though it would seem like that would be very obvious. Many even hugging me that no, that's dina the gemara. That's one of the very few things that the gemara speaks about. Kshemagir lefikach mechases amatzos. When you get to lefikach, once again, right, the kos and the matzos are like playing off each other. Whenever it has to do with matzah, you put down the kos. Whenever nothing to do with matzah, you hold up the kos at some times, and then you cover the matzah. So here lefikach is getting into that, into the gvulim, into the boundaries of the kosei. So once again, you cover the matzahs. The noitel kol echad es hakos b'yad magbia at shechosim gal yisrael. The fikach is the beginning of that bracha. Amirachem al kos b'yad pirk off and then you drink it.
So whenever we're holding the kos, the matzahs should. I'm just trying to pick up here. Yeah. You're basically going to cover the matzahs.
Pretty much,
kind of like Shabbos also.
Yeah, and that's what he says in the brackets, which we skip because you don't want that. There's an inyan of namad the kisuf of the boshes of the past, the embarrassment of the past. Again, that's one of those inyanim like in. And halachi, don't understand what that means. Like, why would the bread be embarrassed? Like my Rebbe likes to say many times when it comes to like dvarim in the Gemara and halacha, which are clearly very premius, related. So like, I'd like to see how the pashtanim explain this. The people who are like, oh, I only deal with pshat. So then how do you explain this? This is just ridiculous. Otherwise, if you don't learn the premius, so what does it mean? This is one of those examples. The embarrassment of the pas. Why? Since when is pas embarrassed? But in Pnimius, there's a whole inyan in Kabbalah and Chassidus, we call Namad the Kisufa, the bed of embarrassment, and the Marishan, the Chulei. So, in Brei Pirag Ofen, and then we drink Beseh. In 33, he points out this is the Minig of Bnei Ashkenaz. I think we mentioned it before, but it's Kedai. Came Minig Ashkenaz and Levarach al Kol Kos, but Nifrach of a Kol Kos, but Kamit of Bifni Atzmai. But Ashkenazim, every coast gets its own Brei Pirag Ofen, which is very unique. So, how do you do that? You're making four Brei Pirag Ofens, you should only have to make one. So the inyan is that when we make the Brei Pirag Ofen, the intention is that we only have this cup. Yeah. The Sfaradim, they don't make a bracha on the second cup because it's already yotzi with the first cup, right? And the third cup, anyways, they're making it because they're making it for benching. And by the fourth cup again because they make
because eventually
you have to make it again in the fourth one. Yeah.
Isn't that by a chuppah you read the tanaim, read the ksuba. Thank you. In order to make a
hefsek. That's right.
Don't we have enough time between the first and the second kos here also?
No, but over there two different people are making a bracha. Usually.
Oh, okay.
But if it's the same person, you're right. It does look a little bit different. But it's a similar. It's not as big of a problem because usually it's different people. But yeah, strictly up the actual halacha where one person can do the whole thing. So then yes, it ties into that as well. He just points out in 31 that some people don't have the minhag to hold up the matzah, to hold up the maror, just to point to it. So if that's your minhag, that's also got down in the Sfarim as well. Turn the page. Makes no difference. whenever you're in, I guess. And if you don't have one, so whatever you do this year, it's fine. Hey, rachza. So we've completed Magid Baruch Hashem. So we're moving on to washing our hands. Achakach rachzin yedeim uvarach manot tilas yedaim. Right? And he mentions on tilas yedaim because going back to Urchatz, it was not a tilas yedaim. Bracha. Amavarach hamaitzi on the matzahs. Okay? In 34, he points out that some have the minig that the balabais, that the water is brought to him as opposed to him going to a certain aspect of Chayrusa for the Balabais. That's not done for everybody typically. But in many homes like myself, we go wash like the island. Well, if he should be Yontav Tzorach Livtzaya Al Shtei Kikara Shleimus. So since Yontav requires two complete loaves, bread or matzahs in this case, Mitzvah Achilas Matzah him in a Prusa, but the Achilas Matzah is from the Prusa. So, since the matzah is called lechem oni, and therefore there is a broken piece amongst the other two, because we need lechem mishnah for yontif. When he says hamaitzi, he needs to hold the shtei matzahs, shtei mesbiyodav, and the prusa, and he makes hamaitzi. Why does he need to have all three? Because he needs lechem mishnah, so that's included in hamaitzi, because hamaitzi is a lechem mishnah bracha. And then he puts down the lower matzah, and he's holding only the top one in the prusa. Because the achilas matzah, pashtus is going on the broken piece, because that's the lechem oni. That's the mitzvah of achilas matzah.
So why not only use the two shleimas for hamotzi and then drop the shleimas tachtona, pick up the middle one, and then
because you need a berachas hananim to allow you to eat from the middle matzah too. If you put down the middle matzah, it almost be as if like you're not making hamotzi on it. If you're not making hamotzi on it, then you can't eat from it.
But you make
right, but that's also the mitzvah. But that's not also the hana. There's the mitzvah and there's the hana.
It's also just there, practically speaking. You're just like taking it out in the middle and then putting it down and then
by the way,
it up.
This is very, obviously, very concise, but like, when it comes to this process, there's many shitas and rishonim. Like, for example, we take for granted that there's three matzahs. The Zohar says so. That's the machriya. But the Rambam holds that there is no third matzah at the Seder table. Rishonim agree with the Rambam that with the inyan of lechem oni, matzah prusa, lechem oni means that tonight you don't have lechem mishnah. Because that's what it means to eat like an ani. Well, if you have two full matzahs, that's not called lechem ani. Lechem ani means that normally you have two whole matzahs. That you only have a half a matzah instead of two full matzahs. And then some say the hamotzi is going on the middle one, and the achilas matzah is going on the top one to fulfill all the different deyas. That's why we have two kazayas. We have a kazayas of the top matzah and a kazayas of the middle matzah. Because things are so complicated, you want to make sure that your kazayas comes from what the ikar achila is. So take a look at.
Any svarim hold? They only have two matzahs, or no one holds by the Rambam?
No, I think everybody has three. I don't know. Too bad Eretz is not here when we need him. Let's take a look at. First of all, he mentions in 35 that some have the minhag that even when they make alachilas matzah, they don't drop the bottom matzah; that they hold all three matzahs for both brachot. So if that's your minhag too, Mosey, then do that as well. 37. Okay. In 37, this came up already once before, maybe twice. In terms of distributing the matzahs for everybody to eat. If everybody makes their own brachas, meaning that when you hand it to them, they're going to be making their own brachas. But the only yoytzi the chivas lachem mishnah mebalabayis, but the balabayis, he has the two full matzahs. But everybody kind of makes their own bracha when it reaches that. Does anybody have that? I don't think so. So ech balabayas lochem kazesim. He should eat his kazesim first, and then he should pass out to the mesubim, and they should make their brachas, and then they should eat. Okay, but that's, I don't think that's so nogeh. But let's see. I think this is more common. Right? The balabayas makes the brachas in everybody's yotze, right? Now, the challenge is that if the balabas makes his bracha, and now what do you do? Everybody is waiting. So now everybody's in danger of a hefsek. Because if he's going to pass it right away to them, then he's in a hefsek that he just made a bracha, and he's waiting so long between the time that he makes the bracha and he eats. But if he eats right away, then they're also sitting there, having already made the bracha, so to speak, because they were listening, they said amen, and now they're waiting. So whose hefsek do we prioritize? Is there a way to minimize the hefsek? So now we're going to have three different ways in order to deal with this issue. One, habalabayis oyechin lakazesin, v'achakach mechalak l'subim. Right? Okay, so for that, my hefsek is more important than yours. I just made the bracha, so he eats first. V'ein choshin lahefsek. And we're not choshish for their hefsek, because the svar would be like this. It's not a hefsek if he has to eat first and he can't pass out to you. Meaning, it's only a hefsek if there's reason why there's no reason why there's a hefsek. But here, he can't be eating and passing at the same time. So it's not a hefsek on their part because he's doing whatever he can. That would be Aleph. Raise your hand if that's your minute.
Probably the most awkward minute in the world.
Okay.
Eating matzah while everyone's watching.
Right.
That won't go over.
I didn't think that was anybody's minute.
We're watching like Yom Matzah in the room like this.
Right. So I think Beis and Gimel will be more shaykh. Now the balabayis is machalik the kizesim miyad achar abracha for eichliman. So before he eats, he passes it out. That's the more menschlich, I guess, way to do it, right? Is that you make the brachas and you're busy passing out, and then everybody eats together. Now the third way is passing out before you eat, meaning before you make the brachas. Gimel menichim l'tnei hamesubim matzis kishir beis kazeitim. Right. So chacham roi sanedrin before he goes to wash before rachsa, he makes sure that everybody has two kazeitim in front of them. Right, but you want everybody should have from the matzahs made of brachon,
I thought only the balabais has a chiyuv of tukseis and everybody else can do one.
Oh, okay. So we're going to see in a moment how much everybody should have. That'll be 38. We can get there. But let's assume that everybody gets two kaseis. So everybody gets their shear beforehand. The balabais makes his bracha. Now let's see. And the balabais noisem lachar rechotza chaticha k'tana mimatzah shleim ha-shalai. And then he passes out from the top matzah, and I would also add from the middle matzah, just a little bit, so that they have the ikker matzahs on that night, the matzah which you pointed to, or whatever you held up, the brachas with rachal on them. Everybody gets a little bit of those mesugol dikka matzah, although all the matzahs are mesugol. Because everybody wants from the lechem mishnah matzahs. Okay? Everybody needs to have lechem mishnah. And this seems to be the pevel minhag, says Rav Sternbuch. So Zogadun Zayin and Shlomo Zalman Orabach Tzatzal. V'yeshechashi l'deyash yitzvach docha kazayis shalom yalecha mishnah dafka. And now you're in trouble, right? Because now if you have to have a kazayis from the lecha mishnah itself, then how much is that enough kazayis to go around from the lecha mishnah itself? L'shitasam tzach shiyel lifnei kol shnayim or shlosh shenash and gimel ma'asas v'yachas 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 table, depending how many people you are, 2-3 matzahs in those places, so that there will be more lechem mishnah matzahs than just the one that the balabais is using, if that's your peida. I haven't seen that, not that I've been to many seders, but I never heard that. I've seen it in other haggadahs before.
Why isn't everyone used with the balabais' lechem mishnah?
Yeah, but he's saying that some have the minhag that everybody has a kazayis of the lechem mishnah. If that's the case, you have to make sure there's more lechem mishnahs on the table.
We have like 5 different families at the table, so every husband has their own
right
thing.
Right. Has their own lechem.
Even then, even then, if the balabais has his own lechem mishnah, even then, like giving out kazayas from that lechem mishnah is still difficult.
Right.
It's like half of handmade shmur matzah.
My entire box.
Yeah. Okay, so we have three minhagim here. The first one, maybe probably not so relevant, prevalent, and the second and third was, so we try to minimize the hafsik so you can have matas already in people's places, so that when you make the bracha, right, you quickly can hand out just a little bit from each of the top matzah, middle matzah, and then you can jump right into your eating, and then you can jump right into the meal. You don't have to be busy with it.
Top matzah and middle matzah. Yeah.
I think so. He only says top because the peida is lechem mishnah, but I think the middle matzah, that's all pipnimius, I'm adding out the middle matzah. Just a little bit.
It's different than Shabbos. Right. Not everyone at the table gets two rolls on Shabbos. You get a piece of the lechem mishnah, so
right.
If you give everyone a piece of the top matzah, why?
You're no, because
but not everybody needs to eat two kazaisim or even a kazayis at the on Shabbos.
Kazayis
achal
is easy.
Yeah.
It's like a
right. Kazayis achal is easy. The mashia because you got big achal. There's many kazayis.
Only so much you get at one matzah.
Yeah.
So after making the bracha, everyone kind of takes their own matzah from what's on the table, and then eventually they'll get some piece of what was on the top of the middle matzah. Do they start eating from the matzah that were on the table, or they wait to get the matzah that you just broke off?
Yeah. Well, they
what are they doing first though? So,
well, which one is first?
Yeah, or
he says the way that he puts it is immediately after the bracha he gives from a chaticha tana, and then after he makes his bracha, I mean, that's the first thing that he does. But I guess because their achila should be from that matzah, their first achila should be from that matzah. Okay, so we have three different opinions here. Let's take a look at 38. Moshe pointed out, why is he saying that everybody's getting two kazaisim? Right? Wait a second. We didn't do inside first, did we? Okay, we have to do a little bit more inside. Okay, so we said rachza, we said moitzi, eating from the lechem oni, making the bracha of hamoitzi and achilas natza, uboitzea min ha'alyona. Second to last line on this page. Uboitzea min ha'alyona, v'gam min ha'pusa, mikolachas kazayis. So you take a kazayis from the top matzah and the middle matzah, everybody should have, like Yeshua Nassan's point, from the top and the middle matzah when they make their initial achila, and then to be mashlim, and to recline, of course, when eating from these matzahs and the rest of the matzah. Now, again, everybody's having their own two kazesim, assuming for now. So it's very hard to have two kazesim all at once in your mouth, right? It's just a human problem. So if you have to prioritize, so have the first kazayas of hamoitzi first, and then from the pusa. I put both a little bit of both in my mouth at the same time of those two matzahs, right. So I have them both simultaneously in my mouth.
From the
and then take. Yeah. So you should go straight from one kazayis into the other kazayis. If you have difficulty chewing two kazayim, if your mouth is not the size of Og Melech HaBashan, so you'd have to basically do one and then two. Right? Make sure they're eating both with a seba. Okay, and we'll do the last halacha momentarily. Okay, so now let's first address the two kazayim and then the ofen ha'achila. Okay, because we have two halachas here. How much we're eating and how we're going to eat that much. So take a look at 38. Like I said before, to put them together, the top and the middle, and then to put it in your mouth and to recline. Okay? So you have both the top and middle matzah in your mouth right away. Now, 39 is bipamachas. Number 40 will be the kazayas issue, but okay, we I thought that it was 38, it's really 40, so we're talking about the oifen ha'achila first, then we'll get to the kazayas. 39. Do your best to have eat two kazayasim at the same time. Right? To chew and to swallow one kazayas and then to do another one.
There's no such thing. I mean, you cannot put enough matzah in your mouth.
Right, that's what he said. Says Moshe, it's impossible. How could you put two kazayasim of matzah in your mouth at the same time? You have a whole matzah in your mouth? Means that you're like a machine. Yeah, you're chewing it well. Each time you put it into your mouth, you're chewing. You're moving it in places in your mouth, up, top, bottom, so that you're able to make more space as you go along, so that by the time you're ready to swallow, you have two, you know, massive cheekfuls, but you have two kazayasim in there, and then you swallow all of it.
Yeah, good. No, it's not happening.
Okay.
See the guy back from Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah.
it's like it could be done. And this is also hard for you. No way. Eat like a normal person would eat the matzah. But chew quickly. But it should be within the shiv achilas pras, which is basically when you consider all shitas, and there's many, might be like nine shitas, because there's 9 minutes is like the longest year, which is like from 2 to 9 minutes. 2 to 9 minutes, so, which gives a lot of ample time for a person who's a fast chewer, a person who's a little bit of a slower chewer, older people, right? Hopefully, be able to within 9 minutes, the achilas fast.
Is there any issue with derech achila, derech heiras, like your mamish, like forcing?
But that's really when it comes to heseba, you know, it's not derech achila anymore. Nobody eats like that.
Bechipazon.
Yeah, it's an Indian.
Is it a volume thing? Because you have certain matzahs that are thicker.
Of course it's a volume thing, yeah.
So if you're eating like a size of a matzah, like from Haredim.
Which is the thin ones, right?
Which is the thinnest you can get.
Right.
You need to eat more of that.
Yes, you would, absolutely, yeah.
It's not just based on the size.
Correct, yeah. But the good thing about this is that really the ikar achila is a kazayas. The fact that we eat two kazayasim, as we mentioned before, is because we're not sure whether the kazayas is the ikar achila is going on the top of the middle matzah. So if you eat one kazayas, meikar adin yoyotze. So that's why in number 40, what we talked about is, as the mechaber had said here, two kazayasim. That's what we've been mentioning. So he writes, "V'kivin shemeikar adin dai v'achilas kazayas achad." Since meikar adin only one kazayas is necessary, yishlahakel al nashim uktanim shayoychlu rak kazayas achad. So lelachatchila for nashim and ktanim is to have a kazayas. So when your wife says this is too much matzah, you know, can I have a little bit less, right? So then if she wants a kazayas, that's her lechatchila as a kazayas. So either you can hand out a kazayas, or you could see if she would eat the two kazayasim. But there's certainly a tzat, the same ikar adin, that for her and for the children, the dava kazayas achad, and that's ikar adin. Okay? Important point. Let's just do one second, number 41. Let's just finish the halacha. The last thing is, v'noyig in v'medinas edo on leil Pesach, ein toiv l'nes ha-matzah b'melach lo shal ha-moitzi v'lo shal matzah. Right? When it comes to melach, to salt, does anybody dip their matzahs in salt at the Seder? No?
I do.
You do? You dip it?
I don't know if it's legit or not.
Okay, well, you're good. I like most things. Take a look at number 40. So the Mechaber here said, no dipping salt. In 41, he says, King Kasav Harama, because he says, it's more lechem oini to not dip it in melach. Because usually an oni doesn't have salt. And we take it for granted. Salt, what do you mean? It's $1.50. But, you know, in those days, especially, salt was a luxury. In Pnimius, it shows a certain chavivas that you don't have salt, because salt in Pnimius needs to be mesak in the lechem. That's what the Ari says. You dip the lechem into melach, because lechem melach is the same osias. It's a certain tikkun which is done to the lechem. Me'idach in Shulchan Aruch, he writes that you should be toiv of the matzah melach. The machlok is the Ramah and the Mechaber. So the adrabba yeshe kosvish of a mahadra matzah, she used to have tamo. It's nicer for the matzah because it tastes better. I mean, and then he says that's the minig, and he quotes the Ari saying that. So the Kaf HaChaim wants to make a pshar, and he says, dip it into the melach, but then wipe it off as if it wasn't dipped into the melach. So it's in the melach and not in the melach. I don't know what it means to wipe off the melach. Like, how do you dip your matzah in salt? Like, you dip it in, and it really doesn't stick, right?
Yeah, the matzah's not taking up any salt anyways. I thought it was, like, ridiculous when I was doing like this. It's like, silly.
Right. But it's the inyan is, yeah, you're yoytzi the inyan. If you dip it in, you're yoytzi the inyan. I mean, the inyan is not that it should have salt on it. You're dipping it in, and it's the sky what it's supposed to be in the sky. But it's
Adarabi, even on Shabbos, Chalamoid, let's say, when you're supposed to dip the matzah on the Shabbos table.
Right.
Nothing sticking. Nothing. That's fine, you think.
But that's the inyan. The inyan is to dip it. That doesn't mean to say that it has to come up with malach.
You shouldn't put salt on if your minhag is to tack a dip.
The inyan is, in the way that it is, right, to dip. One second, let's finish the piece. V'yesh also ke'im pshar sh'tevlu b'melech u'myan iru m'yach me'ala. That's what we said from the Kavchaim. Oy she'tavlu chatichas matzah b'melech l'achar achilas ha'kezesim. Or another pshar would be like, there's no machlokas here. It really is what piece of matzah, right? The matzah which is not supposed to be dipped, that's the matzah's mitzvah. But the ones after that could be dipped in melach. There should be melach al ha'shulchan because there's an inyan to have melach al ha'shulchan. Whether you're dipping it or not, that's one thing. But melach should be al ha'shulchan. That's what the Sfarim do say. It should be salt on the table, not to ignore the salt, just because it's a Pesach night. You want to say, Moshe?
If you were by yourself, you make Pesach, the Seder completely by yourself. So then, even then, you still, from the second month, from the middle, from the Prus, you don't have a Kazais. So there's no Habamina ever of having a Kazais of Lechemish, of Kazais from the second month. From the Prus, you can't. Because the larger piece you take, you put it to the upper Koman.
Right.
And how.
Right. If you were makbid, you're right. There is no inyan to have a kazayis from the middle matzah because that's not lechem mishnah. We're talking about if you're makbid on having a kazayis of the lechem mishnah, so make many lechem mishnahs on the table. Meaning that doesn't mean to make three matzahs.
Two kazayisim. We're talking two kazayisim. The first one is not a problem.
No. A kazayis from the top matzah and a kazayis from the middle matzah. Yeah. Not two from each one. One from the top and one from the middle.
The prusa is not a kazayis.
Oh, it's not a kazayis. Okay. So that's why you pass out the Armina gives, and I think many houses.
Yeah, we do.
You don't have a kazayis from the middle one. You're right. It's going to be very hard. So you pass out a little bit from the middle one, but if the Baal of us can have a kazayis from the top one, matavu manoi.
Okay.
Not everybody.
Indian of
right. You're right.